What's up, y'all? It's Jack Harlow, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I ratted myself out, and nobody even noticed what I was ratting myself about. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
So I'm the host for a professional soccer team.
That's right.
Thousands of people there. I had, in my opinion, what was a bad night hosting a couple of weeks ago.
Bad.
I didn't do what I expected I needed to do. I have a certain standard when it comes to talking on the mic.
What exactly did you do?
You know, I forgot who we were playing. And then I remembered live on camera.
On the Jumbotron?
On the Jumbotron. I'm like, who are we playing? I don't know.
I didn't
know who it was. I remembered, of course. I was like, whatever. Anyway.
I would say that you were just showing your personality if you did something like that.
Okay, I would say that was a huge mistake. Thank you, though, Otto. As my husband, I appreciate that. But let me tell you what happened.
It's a mistake, but nevertheless, a recoverable one. But nevertheless, I get you, Doug.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, as a presenter, I'm like, what are you doing? How are you going to forget who we're playing? So anyway, I get a text message from the head of marketing. Hey, Dana, do you have a minute? And I'm thinking, uh-oh, he's going to tell me what happened. I said, hey, let's talk in an hour. I called him. He says, hey. And I said, hey, before you even start. And I started like telling him I have a lot going on and I'm a professional and just know that'll never happen again. And he's like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Do you want to do a TV show? And I was like, yeah, I'm turning red right now because I could tell he was just like, what are you talking about? Like,
that's called getting in your own head. That's what that's called.
That'd have been cool if the TV show would have been called Guess Who We're Playing.
That's what we should call it.
So, wait, should I be saying congratulations?
Yes.
Yes,
I accept it. I did accept. Thank you. I don't have all the details. I don't know where it's going to end. I don't know any of that yet. I just know when he said that, I thought, oh my God, why would I even open up a conversation with that? Don't you ever just get in your own head and like you sabotage yourself?
Yes, but I've learned to teach myself, don't let yourself get too high when everything's going great, and don't let yourself get too low when everything's going bad. You just got to stay in the middle. And I mean, it sounds simple, but it's a hard thing to do because, you know, life is just full of those ups and downs. And just trying to stay as balanced as possible, especially when it comes to your stuff, like when it comes to career stuff, to me has been the best thing for the head games that go on.
And Otto, I love that advice. Wish you'd take it because you've had many a meltdown in the studio for far less.
I try. Like I said, I'm a work in progress.
Yeah, next time our phone lines light up, let's go to remember all that good.
Yeah, let's go, Otto, please. In fact, save this, Jack, and when Otto's having a meltdown, let's replay what his advice is to me, okay? What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
grab some Sharpies, colored pencils, or some markers. It is National Scribble Day.
I used to like to scribble in my work, but I would do it in pencil so I could erase it. That way the teacher wouldn't get mad at me.
Psychologists do say that scribbling is great for kids, and so is doodling as well.
Nice. All right.
I'm a hardcore doodler.
Yeah, Otto, you really are. Yeah. We should sell your doodles.
Hardcore doodling.
Hardcore doodle is a crazy term. Okay. All right. And it's Friday, everybody. Let's wrap it up on No Homework Day.
There should never be homework. Why do you? You shouldn't have to do homework.
I wish you would have been my teacher.
Teachers agree. Teachers agree. Do the work at school. It's just that all the testing and stuff makes it almost impossible. So I just say, let's just ixnay the homework. And
do you remember, though, on that Friday when the teacher would say, hey, no homework this weekend, guys. Enjoy your weekend.
And then add your down in the DM is next. Hey!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You've been with somebody for 10 years and you're not really fully committed. I think that's a red flag. If you've been with somebody for 10 years and they've done bad things to you, you shouldn't be sharing bank accounts with them. Call me old fashioned, but until I have some type of real commitment, whether it's a wedding ring, something in
legal
writing,
documentation,
I don't want you in my finances. You shouldn't be sharing bank accounts, credit cards, things like that. And the down of the DM earlier, Natalie, she hit me up on Instagram and she's like, my boyfriend, he's stealing from me and I think he's on dating apps. Turns out he'd done this before years ago and I'm really not sure if it went down in the DM or not.
I told you I didn't have anything to do with those charges. It wasn't me.
Just like it wasn't you on those dating sites last
time. We already went through that. I told you I was sorry. That was years ago. I didn't do it again. It wasn't me.
Okay, sure it wasn't. Yeah, this just happens by coincidence. Like, just by accident, I fell into this site. You must think I'm stupid.
No, I think you're crazy. Like, for real crazy.
You are stealing from me.
I don't know if he's stealing from her, and I don't know if she is really crazy, but I do know this couple should not be together. That's one of the most toxic situations I've ever been a part of. We only talked to them for like 20 minutes, and I'm so drained. I am literally so drained. They could never be the couple I hang out with. But can we look 10 years in, and there's no real commitment between these two. They're obviously in a rocky relationship, and you're sharing bank accounts? In an uncommitted situation like this, with somebody who's burned you before, that's just stupid.
It is stupid. I mean, and I'm not saying because, you know, Dan and I have a personal bank account. And, of course, she has access to it whenever she needs to.
No, I don't. I'm not on it. But continue. My name is not on your bank account, but go ahead and make your point.
I think that part of the reason why I have a personal bank account is because I don't want to ever get caught with no money. And I trust you. I've been married to you for a very, very long time, but you're not very good at managing money. And I've seen you run your account down to way lower than I would ever run my account down to. So I personally, you're right. I would never, ever, ever, ever give somebody access to my account that I wasn't married to or had some kind of legally binding paperwork with.
Sir, I have $147.83 in my account right now, okay?
And that's what I'm talking about. I might faint if I saw that much money in my bank account.
Okay, but we have, let's establish this. We have joint accounts. We have a joint retirement. We have joint everything. It's just your personal one.
We own a business together. It's just this one account that that's my, oh my gosh, money. What are we going to do? And if Dana had access to it, she would spend it.
And I've been burned, but I trust you. And let me explain by burned. Somebody I was with stole from me. And I was left with nothing. I couldn't pay my bills. I couldn't pay my rent. It was a very bad situation. I got my car repoed. I had just had a baby. So I learned the hard way that if you're with somebody who's not a good person, who has not proven them or has proven themselves 100%, they've proven themselves, you don't give them access to your bank account. Because getting burned is the worst thing ever. And then it's your fault.
And have you ever given access to anybody?
I have not, but I had a very close friend, my friend Adam, who you guys know, and he was burned by a nighttime ballerina that he was dating. But that was, I'm not going to throw it aside, we went out with them for a couple of nights, and then on the third day, we woke up, and his bank account was cleared for a couple of grand. But it wasn't as bad of a situation as Dana was left in, where you were kind of stranded with nothing like that. That
with two kids,
a little more vile. Oh, my God.
It was awful. Like, we were basically homeless. If I hadn't explained to the management company at the apartment complex what was going on, I went and I just told him the truth. And he allowed me to move into another apartment with no money down. And he gave me the grace to pay and catch up with my rent. Or we would have not had a place to live.
God bless that man.
Did you file like any police report or any legal action against your partner?
No, because I was a dummy and I had him on my account. That's what I'm telling you. What is she doing? Like, why does she have him on there? Now that I'm thinking about it, he probably did steal this money from her. I don't know why I'm... See how gullible I am? I still believe him. My goodness. Okay. Have you ever been burned by somebody that you trusted and they took from you? 877-730-DCS1. And it doesn't have to be a partner. It could be a family member, too. You may remain anonymous. And let's share your story when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Sharing bank accounts with a person that you're seeing is not recommended until you're committed.
Some kind of paperwork is done.
And it's not recommended if they're not good people. I've been stolen from. I admitted it earlier. My fault. Because I let somebody into my finances that I knew wasn't a good person. Barbara, you've been holding for a little bit. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Good to talk to you.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My husband and I didn't share our stuff until we were married. I think you need to be married. You don't know if you're going to be with that person forever. Y'all not married. Y'all don't have no ties together. So, no, do not give any information out.
Because if they take it, you can't get it back. Because you allowed them into your account. If somebody steals it, per se, they didn't really steal it because they're a part of your bank account. They're just taking what you've let them.
What they have access to.
Yes.
Because you gave them access to it.
And I don't understand how, if he stole it 5 years ago and he already stole it before, why would you give him another card?
Thank you.
Giving him money anyway? Mm. Like, I don't understand. He should be giving you a card. Like, why are you giving this man your money? Girl, come on now. And then he's, on top of that, he's not your husband. That makes absolutely no sense to me.
Let's keep it old school. Why is she giving him money? I'm sorry, girl. That stuff is free. You do not have to pay for that. You could get that anywhere for no charge.
Right, but oh, but I'm like, look, can we get back to your statement, though? Because I'm so mad. I had wanted to talk to you about this, like, months ago. When you was talking about Automatic not giving you access to his account. Oh, my gosh, I wanted to call in so bad on this one.
Well, he hasn't. I'm still not a part of his bank account. And what do you feel about that?
Why are you worried about that?
Because I feel like you're not entitled to his account. That is his account. Even though you guys are married, you don't have to be on his account. You chose to put him on your account, and that's fine. So with my husband, I'm on the checking account. Mm-hmm. I chose not to be on the savings account. One, I just didn't want to know how much money there, so I don't go touch it. But
and that's why Dana's not on it.
Exactly. See, but I have access to the mobile account. So if I need to see what's in there or if life happens or whatever, I still have access to the mobile account to where if I need to move something over, then I can move it over.
I want to be on the account just for the principal. But in the end, he's right. And you're right. I know myself. I have a bad spending habit. Even my own personal account, I don't even allow myself a debit or ATM card, girl. That's how bad I am.
See? Yes.
Because I know that if I have a dollar in my bank account, I want to spend five.
She'll spend five.
Yeah, exactly. I just...
I will say this, Barbara. I have given her access. We have a savings account. She has access to that. She can see that. She can't take any money from it, but she can see it. But the personal account, yeah, I can't let her have that because then she'll spend it all.
And I guess I get a little hurt, but at the same time, I understand. The other day, I was trying to get in to check our main savings account, our joint, and I said, I need that code. And he said, for what? I was like, because I need to
Right.
Send it out. Barbara, I thought you were going to be on my side. And you said, no, Dana, you do not need to be in his account.
Yeah, no, because they have the savings account because they're saving up for the future. See, they save up. They think about stuff we don't think about.
It's true.
Thank you.
Because I'll just go shop. And you know what? He's like, Dana, a rainy day. Look at right now the economy. Who would have thought this would be happening at this very moment? You know what I mean? And we have money so we can put gas in the car. Because right now,
exactly.
Gas
is... And buy groceries.
Property taxes and all this
my
stuff.
God.
And y'all kids in college. All that. So he was saving up for all that. So when the time comes, y'all not stressing over anything.
Why are you saying these bad words on the radio, Barbara? Property taxes. That's probably the worst word in the world. Okay, who handles the funds in your house? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Cops rushed to the home of Diddy's son, King Combs. I will break everything down and tell you what happened after famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
Some iconic women. We have Halle Bailey celebrating her birthday, Mariah Carey, and Fergie also celebrating birthday.
So Diddy's son, Christian King Combs, is dealing with a scary situation. Yesterday, someone attempted to burglarize his home. So, of course, his alarms went off. Authorities were called. LAPD pulled up. They responded relatively quickly. There was a burglar on the prowl on the premises.
Oh.
So, yeah. So cameras captured someone staking the house. That's scary, especially with the Savannah Guthrie and everything going on with her mom. Who knows?
What? I imagine it's such a big compound too. Like you don't exactly know where that person is.
The feeling of having your home broken into. I remember when it happened to me, and I lived alone with my oldest daughter Kirsten, and I was so scared. After I still remember coming back home, I picked her up from daycare, and we walked in, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong. I knew I was like, something's wrong. What's wrong? Well, my radio was gone. Like little things, but I couldn't, at first I didn't notice. Do you know what I mean? And then I started looking around. Jewelry was missing. You know the worst part about it? I found out that it was the guy I was seeing at the time. We were split up. I found out it was him and his cousins.
Oh.
That broke into my
house. Oh, an inside job.
It's always an inside job.
One time I had my house broken into, they actually pulled the bars off the windows and then broke the window to get in the house. When they got into the house, of course I have, you know, all my turntables, speakers. I got a lot of equipment. All they stole was my laptop, and I think they took, oh, and they took a record bag, like a DJ record bag. Of all the things they could take, they took a laptop and a DJ record. Another DJ. That's who it was.
No, I didn't think about that. Yeah, your laptop and your record bag. Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever figure out which
funny,
DJ
what an
friend?
Idiot.
I know.
Dude, there was literally cash that was sitting in my I had a drawer that was full of cash, and it was crazy because the drawer was open, and the cash was still there. Yeah.
He still tries to keep cash. Imagine, I'm like, nah, we're not doing that.
Imagine breaking into a house to steal like a vintage media platform. That's crazy.
Which now you can get a lot of money for. Vinyl is back. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, hopefully cops will figure out who the person was and solve the crime.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.